When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is an Intel Studios production.
We're recording. The summer is over.
It didn't happen, let's be honest.
It's happening right now in front of our very eyes.
The sun's come out for 5 minutes and we're actually inside recording the podcast.
Yeah.
What happened?
We waited for the sun for ages, for like weeks and weeks.
I think we were recording our podcast the last time it was sunny.
Yeah. How has the summer been for everybody else? I mean, it's been a weird one, hasn't it? It's quite a unique kind of period in our lives. We couldn't really go anywhere. But we thought that was going to be a good thing. We thought it'd be nice, like, to stay in Britain.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people did the staycation thing, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I did hear good things about Cornwall. Mm-hmm. I heard good things about sort of Devon, Dorset, southeast. And I even heard good things about Scotland and sun up there.
Well, I've got good things about the Lake District.
And you had good things to say about the Lake District.
I'm going to talk about that today.
Why don't you talk about it now?
I'm going to recommend the Lake District.
Why don't you do that now?
Yeah, okay, well.
I've cycled the Lake District.
Did you?
It's very bloody hilly.
Okay.
An electric bike.
Yeah, well,
I just want to say that's my caveat.
That was a small dig there. I took that on the chin. Yeah, well, one of the things I did is went to the Lake District this holiday, this summer break. I can't call it a holiday. So we caught the train from Euston to Oxenholme.
Where's Oxenholme?
Oxenholme is kind of South Lakes, about 20 minutes from Windermere. And it took 2 hours, 55 minutes.
That's from London?
From London all the way there.
Mm.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Mm.
And for the three of us to go...
How much?
I think if we were to go standard, we went crazy and went first class. So that
Well, give us both prices.
Okay, so we paid £787 for three of us.
Yeah.
That's two adults and a child.
Yeah.
Return, first class. And they fed us gave us
booze
and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that was pretty good. Well, no, it wasn't pretty good. It was very expensive.
It feels quite expensive.
It was crazy expensive. But we didn't go anywhere else this year. I had nowhere else to go. We didn't go abroad anywhere. And I would normally spend that money kind of going abroad. And I thought, well, do you know what? Let's go up there in the lap of luxury.
Yeah, but was it the lap of luxury? Because, you know, sometimes...
First class train is not first class plane.
No. If you go first class on a train, say, from where I live to London, it's exactly the same, except it's got a white thing on the back. But I have done that before when the train is very busy, but it's double the price for the white thing.
Little white head cloth.
I really, really miss trolley services on trains.
Oh, well, you get that first class going to Oxenholme.
Well, you'd want to for that money.
Yeah. And you got a very friendly service as well, like... Very smiley, how are you today? All that stuff. That's what I paid for.
Do you know what that just made me think of? Do you remember Not the 9 o'clock News?
Of course, yeah.
And they used to do the pretend adverts. I'm going to be rude.
Mm-hmm.
And Pamela...
Stevenson
used to go, and would you like to rub my tits too?
Well, I've got to say, the service was really great. It was really good fun. The kids really enjoyed
it. How much would it be standard?
So standard, I think it was about 338 or something like that. And then the prices fluctuated. You could do a third class thing where you had to change trains and stuff like that. And
that's such a faff, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't want to faff about
it. And when you've got loads of kids, and it's a lot.
So one, I really enjoyed it. So we went to Oxenholme, and a friend of mine lives in the Lake District. He picked us up from Oxenholme and drove us to his place in Bowness.
Was that when he picked you up in the posh car?
He picked me up in a big swanky posh car.
Just tell everybody about the posh car.
My mate Pip up there is a lovely fella, but he only buys sports cars that have two seats. So when me and the kids go and visit him, he has to borrow somebody's car to get us. And he says, oh, I'm a bit lonely up here. And I said, I'm not surprised you're bloody lonely. Only one person can visit you at any one time. You only got one bloody seat in your car. Buy a bigger car, more people would come and visit you. So he borrows a Range Rover off his brother, but it's a big, super duper swanky one with all bells and whistles. I got in it. I was like, bloody hell, is this yours? He went, no, I've borrowed it off my brother. I said, you should buy it off your brother immediately. God, it's fantastic.
And I mean, you haven't ever been like an avid fan of Range Rovers, but you got in that and you were like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I nearly remortgaged everything.
Really?
Yeah. So that was great fun. So anyway, we went there and then I'd set up a few things for us to do because I thought the weather's rubbish, but I thought, I don't care. We're just going to grin and bear it. And my mate said to me, it doesn't matter because your skin's waterproof.
That's so good.
I've never heard that before. But that is good, isn't it?
You used that on me this morning.
Yeah. Mm. Like, so he said, doesn't matter, your skin's waterproof. We'll have a great time. So the first thing we did is we arrived, went to a pub dinner at, I can't remember what it's called, but it was just in Bowness, which was great. And then the following morning, we got up and we all hired e-mountain bikes. It was torrential rain, but they were £55 for the day, which is quite expensive. I hired three, Pip already had one. And then we set off riding around the Lake District. We rode for 15 miles, and I don't think I broke into a sweat once.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It was fantastic. We were cycling literally up mountains with very little effort. We were chatting and giggling at the kids. You know, when I say kids, they're 17 and 15. We had the best time. We stopped off at two pubs. I had a coffee, kids had a Coke and a bag of crisps. We were all torrential wet, but everywhere you look, the scenery was utterly breathtaking. Yeah. And then Pip took me onto
this. It really is amazing,
land,
isn't it?
Where this guy's son tragically died of cancer, and he's built his son a bench at the top of the peak of this kind of hill that overlooked the whole of Lake Windermere and the view and everything. So we went up there, and when we got up there, guess what was happening?
What?
A guy was proposing to his girlfriend.
No!
Yeah.
Did you get a picture of that?
No, I don't think so. I thought, I felt a bit intrusive. But I instantly thought, oh my God, if you were here.
Oh, I'd have been crying.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'd have been at the wedding.
He had a bottle of champagne, he had two glasses. He was on one knee and he was proposing by the bench. And we were like, us like four reprobates walked up. We went, what are you doing? He went, he's just proposed. You were like, no way. And it was the most romantic place you could go. It was absolutely breathtaking. And I'll post a picture on the Instagram.
I was just going to say, yes, post something on the Instagram so we can see.
But the bike riding was utterly brilliant. So we got it from a place called Total Adventure Bike Hire. And it's at the marina at Bowness. And it was £55 a day. They were super helpful.
You know,
you said that was
expensive.
Yeah.
I don't think that is that expensive for a whole day.
Yeah. I guess I ran for about 4 or 5 hours. But
and
I guess
e-bikes are expensive. Mm. You know, there are...
Yeah.
Just want to let you know he's not drinking a gin and tonic.
No, San Pellegrino Orange.
Well, there's another recommendation.
Oh, I love it. My kids don't like it. They go, it's too bitter.
But that's because it's not as sweet as a Fanta.
Yeah.
That's why I like San Pellegrino, because it's not that sweet. Mm.
So anyway, we cycled around for loads of it and it was absolutely brilliant. And then the other thing we did is we booked Go Ape at Grisdale Forest. This is the only Go Ape in the country that do this. They do zip trekking, which is where you zip line across the valley of Grisdale Forest. And I thought, it was the only thing they had available at Go Ape. Everything was fully booked. And there's normally a ferry that goes across from Bowness to Grisdale, but it was shut that day because of the wind.
And we'd just done but Go Ape.
We'd just done Go Ape. So I'd done that before. But anyway, they had this zip trekking thing. So Pip drove us around to Grisdale Forest. We got off and I thought, oh, well, if it's good, then great. And if it's not so good, then at least we've all got out of the house. Oh, my God. So the first zip line we did, like 50 metres or something like that. So quite good, you know. And we were like, oh, this is all right. You know, I've done a 50 metre zip wire before. The next one, 300 metres straight across the valley. We were like, oh, my God. The biggest one, I think, was about 560 metres.
And
so
you
half
did that,
a kilometre.
Right?
We did all of them, You couldn't not because you were stuck up there.
Oh, I see. You had to do them to get home.
You had to do them to get
home. Oh, my God.
But it took 3 hours, so it was a really good piece of activity. Mm. It was absolutely fantastic. You go down in tandem, so there's two zip lines next to each other, so you can race
each
other down. Oh, my God. I tell you, none of us could believe just how bloody good it was.
Had Pip done it before?
He'd never done it before.
Oh, that's good.
And there was only three places available, so me and my kids were on. I just used him as a chauffeur, really. But when he got there, the thing about Pip, he's a wheeler dealer, and he chatted up the girl at the kiosk, and he said, come on. I work round here, I've got Windermere wake surfing, blah, blah, blah. And in the end, he went, I got on. I was like, he's unbelievable, Pip. So he got on and the four of us did it. And wow, I couldn't recommend it enough. So if you want to go zip trekking, it's the only place to do it, but it's in Lake Windermere.
There weren't queues like there are at Go Ape. You know, when you get a slight bottleneck.
No, so there's only like, I think about 10 of you can go at it any one time. So 10 of you go off in a minibus up the valley and then you all do it as a group of 10.
Right.
So you get to know everybody in the group and all that kind of stuff. So it's absolutely superb. Anyway, and then the following day, we crashed out at Pip's house. We watched a movie and then we went, he took us Windermere wake surfing. And we wake surfed all morning, the three of us, which we've recommended that before, but I couldn't recommend it enough again. And I couldn't recommend the Lake District enough, come rain or shine. It was one of the best things we did this summer, and it wasn't sunny for a single second, I would say, and the kids loved it. And then we got home, we got on the train home, and then we went to see The Suicide Squad at the cinema.
Robert Dubois. He's in prison for putting Superman in the ICU with a kryptonite bullet.
I'm not joining your Suicide Squad.
We'll see.
My court date is coming up. And Miss Waller said maybe you could help me out.
You're stretching in my door!
Everyone stand down.
Miss Waller, I don't...
Stand down!
I wouldn't take such extreme measures
if this mission weren't more important than you could possibly imagine. Are you in or out?
Good. Let's meet your team.
Which you've also seen.
I have.
What do you think?
Well, I was quite interested because I didn't really want to go and see Suicide Squad 2 because Chester was banging on about it and he was like, I really want to go and see it. But I was really disappointed by Suicide Squad 1.
I mean,
Margot Robbie, who I would, like, if I saw her, I would have to sort of fall to my knees and kiss her feet because she is...
She's brilliant, right?
Well, not just is she a great... I mean, in The Wolf of Wall Street, she is off the charts. Brilliant, brilliant actor. She's so good. She played that part so well, and she's good in everything she does. And she's no nonsense. She's an Aussie. I love Aussies. But I just think she's phenomenal at her job. She's brilliant. But I was massively disappointed
in the first one
by her Harley Quinn in the first one because she overplayed it. So she had basically done the part but hammed up her character, which became annoying, which in turn is hard to watch. Anyway, so I thought, oh, I don't really want to see it, but it got 5.9, the first one.
Wow, that's
now
bad.
It is very, very rare that a second movie, a follow-up, gets a way better rating than the first. And when I looked up Suicide Squad 2, it got 7.4,
right,
which is amazing. Now, Will Smith, who obviously I also adore.
Oh, yeah, magic.
Isn't in this second one.
Well, was Will Smith in the first?
He was. Hey. Yeah, and he was really good in it.
Okay.
But I felt sad for him because I thought, you're really good in it, but the rest of it's pants. But this has got a really, really good cast. I mean, John Cena is... he's turning into Rock Part 2.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Yeah.
He is really developing... quite a good lead actor, serious actor. When he wants to go heartfelt, you really can feel it. But when he's funny, he is hilarious. I mean, I've guffawed quite a lot watching John Cena. And it's quite weird to think that, you know, he's a fighter.
Yeah, yeah. A wrestler.
Yeah. Anyway, Idris Elba's in it. He's brilliant.
Oh, yeah,
Kinnaman, yeah, that is right. Yeah. He was in the first one. He's in the second one again. He's really good in it. And they join this super secret task force, X, and they get dropped onto this remote island called Corto Maltese. And they have to kind of do stuff. Yeah. I'm not going to give too much away. But in the first 10 minutes, there is a kind of moment where you're just like, what?
Yeah.
You're like, what? What is going on? And it goes on brilliantly from there. I really enjoyed it. It's a romp. It's an adventure. The kids liked it. But if you were nervous about going to see it because the first one was a bit disappointing, don't worry about it. Go.
Yeah, I agree with going to see it. I mean, what's quite weird about it is it's a children's comic book film with horrific language and horrific violence in it. Yeah, the blood and the gore and the guts is like, what? It's such an odd like juxtaposition. It's a bit Deadpool-esque in that sense, right?
It's very Deadpool-esque. But I actually found myself a lot of the time with my hands in front of my eyes for the real violence bit. Oh. I just can't watch it.
And the language as well is very tasty. The interesting thing, because the Suicide Squad's a DC comic thing, but at least four or five of the cast are from the Marvel Avengers world, I noticed.
Who?
Well, the guy at the beginning with the long white hair, he's in Guardians of the Galaxy. Remember the guy who's in prison at the very beginning?
Is he?
Yeah, he's in Guardians. He's one of the stone keepers of Guardians of the Galaxy. But there is a crossover of some actors from the Marvel universe into the DC universe. And I think it's a really odd thing to do.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Because I instantly thought, oh, this is a Marvel film. And then the title rolls and it was a DC film. And I'm like, oh, wow, so are they just going to do that then?
Can I also say there was another character in, and it was an animal, and you and I were both like, who is that? Who is that? And we both Googled who it was at the end.
Stallone.
I couldn't believe Sylvester Stallone is in this film. He is King Shark. King Shark is great.
Yeah.
I love King Shark. I want a toy King Shark.
I mean, it's an amazingly trippy movie, isn't it? Like a giant starfish with a massive eye in it comes walking around the corner. And it's like, what on earth is going on? But I would recommend it as well. Because we'd had such a fun-packed 3 days of solid activity, both my kids fell fast asleep. But I wouldn't say that that's a reflection on the movie whatsoever. It
was I went with the gang and no one fell asleep. No, everybody was gripped.
I would highly recommend it.
I've got something I really want to tell you about.
Go for it.
So I was contacted by Dawn O'Porter, who I don't... She's one of those people... Yes. I don't know her very well, but I love her. So we're sort of Instagram friends, and it's weird because I feel like I know her really well, but I actually keep forgetting I don't know her at all.
We met her at a thingy about 2 years ago, and we chatted to her for about half an hour.
Yeah.
Like we all knew each other. She's one of them, right?
She is. Just slots She's very easy and lovely. Anyway, she sent me a message saying, listen, this whole Afghanistan conflict, the refugees, we've got to do something. Choose Love, which is a fantastic charity.
Yes.
Which really looks after displaced people from all around the world, from any country where there's been conflict or trouble, and they need somewhere to go and find shelter. Choose Love helps people get their feet back on the ground. And it's a really, really great charity. They've got some amazing merch. If you can't donate or whatever, but you'd fancy a T-shirt, you know, that's a great way of donating. It's like a good way of raising money. She contacted me and said, look, you can raise some money for Choose Love by doing this thing for a company called Cameo. I was like, what is Cameo? I don't know anything about it. And she said, oh, it's really easy. All you have to do is download the app onto your phone, and people will then send you requests for videos, and then they pay for the video and you send them the video, but they've paid 75 quid for it and it goes to the charity. So I was like, oh, this sounds fantastic. So Cameo helped me a little bit and I downloaded the app and I now get requests. I had said that I'd only do it for 24 hours, but I'm still doing it. I mean, I really enjoy
it. You quite enjoy it, right?
I enjoy it. Yeah. It's very easy to do and it's a brilliant way of raising money for the charity.
Yes.
But then I thought, oh, I'm going to talk about this because I think it's a clever thing to do and maybe people might want a video from me for anybody that and make a donation to charity. Yeah, you buy one. I'll do a special sexy one for you. But I started looking and I thought, oh my goodness, these are amazing presents, like really good presents, because they've got people like Brian Cox from Succession.
Oh yeah, Dondonian.
I mean, oh my God.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Juno Temple from Ted Lasso. I was thinking for Jester's birthday.
Oh yeah, yeah, do that.
He's not going to listen to this podcast. He hasn't found podcasts yet.
Who hasn't, Chester?
Yeah.
No.
It will be safe. Yeah, yeah. So Juno Temple from Ted Lasso is the love interest.
Yes.
And she's the one that starts working
With
Ted Lasso's boss, mm-hmm. the lady. I can't remember anybody's name anymore. Yeah. We're watching the next episode.
Yeah, yeah, we can talk about
next
that.
Series
yeah.
tonight. Sarah Drew, who is from Grey's Anatomy, for Tilly yeah. would freak out. They've got an entire Grey's Anatomy section, mm-hmm. which is just full of really, really, really well-known actors from Grey's Anatomy. Kenny G.
Really?
Stop it.
Did he play the saxophone?
Yes.
Okay.
Tony Adams. Footballer. I mean, you won't care, but like yeah, Arsenal, yeah. like yeah, yeah. an amazing man. And such a nice guy like Tony Adams. And then they've got categories, right? So, you know, Holly, mm-hmm. Harry Potter, got a Harry Potter category. So you can get a message from Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, okay. but I assume it's terrifying.
Game of Thrones, okay. another one of your favourites.
Yeah, of course.
He's never seen it. I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones. Hodor is on there, like loads of amazing characters from Game of Thrones. So basically, quite often a donation to charity. I mean, sometimes I think you pay the celebrities and they keep it. I don't know. But anyway, a lot of the time it is for charity.
Okay.
So you feel like you are making a donation.
Just out of interest, can you fulfill the demand for you to do these cameos?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, I've got, like, what I do is I do kind of sort of 10 at a time.
Okay. But you're getting requests, like lots of requests.
No, not a lot, okay. a lot. I'm not inundated.
I wonder if, like, George Clooney's on there or someone like that.
George Clooney will not be on that.
Do you not reckon?
I don't think so. Okay. Miriam Margolyes is.
Is she?
Yeah. I think she's in Harry Potter.
You know, it's your birthday coming up. Who would be the greatest birthday message you could get one from? Good one, right? You can think about it. You don't have to say right now.
I'm going to think about that.
Okay. I've got an idea for someone that I might get one for your birthday.
Okay. I know you.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Steve Coogan.
Yeah, I'd love that. I never would like that. If you did it as Alan, I'd be very happy about that. Yeah. Mm. Look at you. You got really excited there. Yay. Yes, I would. Okay. I love the sound of this. I'm going to have to go on Cameo and have a
it's
look.
It's really,
what's on there.
Really good.
Do you think someone would want one from me? Do you think?
Well, I could say go that on all there. Of our listeners would want think? One from you. Yes.
And maybe I could put myself on there. I could raise some money for somebody. Love. Yeah, and that money goes to the people
to the
of
charity.
Afghanistan.
Well, it goes to
lots of different charities.
Yeah, lots of different charities. So any basically helping anybody that's been displaced
and is
just trying to find some roots and through no fault of their own have been left homeless and wandering around, which must be, you know, literally, can you think of those people having to get out of Afghanistan with nothing? Literally just leave everything behind, leave their homes, leave their lives and just leave. Sometimes leave family. Like it just...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then to get somewhere and kind of feel unwanted. Mm. That's the worst thing ever. So I, yes.
Okay.
I think it's very worthwhile.
And what's been the biggest request for you, birthdays?
I've had all sorts of things. I've had people who are just fans.
Yes.
And I've had somebody get me to do the entire Hello, you know, Big Brother House, This Is Davina. Yes. I've done that,
yeah,
the whole thing. I've had people getting married. And a message for the husband, who's a big fan. It's been really, really, really nice because generally they are people who really like you. That's why they're asking
yes.
for it. So it's nice to know that you can do something nice for someone. And it also makes you think, oh, they like me. That's nice.
I mean, being liked
is the best.
It's great, isn't it?
And being disliked, conversely, is really horrific.
Really horrific, yes. We were photographed recently walking down the street.
Yeah.
What's quite funny about this is that...
We never see it.
Yeah, I never see that someone's taken our picture. But you wore a denim kind of all-in-one thing. So it was a skirt with like a denim shirt all-in-one, which I think looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
But that night when we went out, I put on denim jeans and a denim shirt. And then I took a picture of myself, posted it on the Instagram and said, double denim, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I just looked at myself and I thought, you know, I don't think I'm going to wear this tonight. So I put a shirt on and a jacket and then we got photographed. And I'm so happy I wasn't wearing double denim. Like
we would have looked like, do you remember when Posh and Becks got together and did matching everything?
Yeah, I know. It just would have been horrific.
We do wear very similar clothes a lot of the time.
Yeah, I could easily wear most of your wardrobe.
Yeah, and I could easily wear most of yours.
Yeah, and your shoes fit me and all of that kind of jazz. I wonder whether we would have set a trend or just been annihilated
ridiculed.
By the Daily Mail.
I think the second. Yeah.
I'm going to have to text you every time we go out to make sure we're not wearing...
That was a nice night.
...the same thing.
Because we went to see...
A film called The Courier.
Yeah.
Now, of all the film genres that I like, a Cold War spy drama...
Is your fave.
...is the greatest. Mm. And there's two or three reasons for that. One, the clothes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Cold War is roughly set... Most Cold War dramas are roughly set between the kind of late 60s and the early 80s. So it's largely the 70s, right? So you've got great hair, great clothes, great cars... Great interiors. The colour scheme of the 70s is... Where are those swatches you've got lying around?
Yes,
I mean,
brown.
That's it, right? It's kind of a brown, a bit mustardy, goldy, bronzy. Mm. Like, everything about the styling of the 70s for me in movies is brilliant. Mm. Whether it was actually like that or not, I can't quite remember. But the way the movie industry interprets the 70s is brilliant. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is one of my all-time favourites, as is... what's the Tom Hanks one? The Steven Spielberg one with... the Wolf Hall guy in it. Bridge of Spies, I think it's called. Mm. Where they have to trade off a spy for another spy.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, God, it's so
good. Can we watch it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a really great movie. One of the great things that happens in that film is you see the erecting of the Berlin Wall. Because most people don't know this, but it went up overnight. And if you were on the wrong side of the Berlin Wall, like you'd gone to visit somebody in East Berlin... When you woke up in the morning, you couldn't—that was it. You were an East Berlin resident, and you were no longer allowed back into West Berlin. It went up overnight. Now, a lot of people think, "Oh, they built it out of brick overnight." They didn't. They just built it out of like bits of concrete, barbed wire and stuff like that. But that was it. Like you were an East German. You were part of.
But did they give them warning that it was going up?
This is it. It just went up. And that's one of the great scenes in that film is you watch this camera pan across. Spielberg's brilliant at this stuff. The camera pans across as the wall gets built and it shows it happening over one night, you know, and it's like, poof. What's amazing about the Berlin Wall, I mean, I've talked about this perhaps before, but Berlin is in East Germany, but it was considered part of the West. Mm-hmm. So it's an island of the West in East Germany.
Did they build the wall around it?
So the wall goes around West Berlin. Mm. And the only way in and out of Berlin was in an aeroplane or a landing strip owned by the Americans. So the Berlin Wall doesn't actually split from east to west. It actually creates a circle around West Berlin. Anyway, it's a fantastic movie that, and I digress slightly, but this one is called The Courier. It's a true story and it stars Benedict Cumberbatch.
Let's talk about that because you're not an enormous fan of Benedict. I love him.
Yes, I just feel like he's always trying to be really impressive with the way he delivers dialogue, and I feel get wrapped up in that. When you watched Sherlock, it was all delivering these huge, quick monologues perfectly, and I remember thinking...
But I think that's who Sherlock Holmes was, not who he is.
Yeah, I agree, but I felt like it was a demonstration of how brilliant he was, rather than I didn't feel like I was watching Sherlock Holmes. I felt like I was watching somebody relay lots of information
very
quickly.
I think that's what we were talking about before. Mm-hmm. You know, like I just said... when somebody sort of overacts something,
yes.
That possibly in Sherlock, what you were witnessing there was something that you didn't like, was that he was giving it too much, but that actually in this he was so good because he just
I think he underplayed
played
it
so quietly, you know.
He was really good in it, but the other guy who was in it was the guy who played the Russian spy.
My God, what was his name?
I did have it in the old IMDb's here. It gets 7.3 on IMDb, which
I'm surprised. I think that's low.
Which is a pretty fair rating.
Do you think?
I think, yeah.
Oh, I think it's low.
Let me have a look. The Courier, here we go.
Because I really, really loved it.
So Penkovsky, Oleg Penkovsky, is the famous kind of Russian diplomat at that end. The actor is called Mirab, and I can't pronounce his second name for love nor money, Nidinzi?
Hang on, let's have a look. Ninids. Yeah,
Mirab Nidids. He is fantastic.
He's breathtaking.
I'm not quite sure what other things he's been in. McMafia, Jupiter's Moon, Happy Family. So not anything huge, but God, he was the star of the show.
McMafia was big.
Was it? Mm. I didn't see that. And it's the girl from The Marvelous Miss Maisel, isn't it?
She's very good.
Yeah, well, she's brilliant in the Amazon Prime thing. So yeah, she's great in it as well. It's a true story about a guy... that the British and the Americans get who would like to go and infiltrate information from Russia about nuclear weapons. The guy is chosen because he's a very unassuming businessman and he goes out there to do business and he starts bringing back information back to the UK and to the Americans at enormous risk to himself. I think he goes on to be the biggest, single most successful spy in the history of the Cold War.
From this particular effort, because he only did it once, and it was just for this. And he got more intel than any other person ever, and he was just a normal,
normal man. The risks he took. What I like about the film is it's split into two movies, in my opinion. So you've got the first movie, which is the introduction of him and how they find him, how they get him to do the job, and then him doing the job. And then the movie takes a very dark turn that is quite breathtaking, really, isn't it? You think, oh, wow, you didn't really realise the risks he was taking until now, you know. I think it's a great movie. It's kind of small independent movie, so I'd go and watch it in a kind of small independent cinema if you can. We went to see it at the Electric on Portobello Road, and if you're in London and you want to watch a movie, that's a brilliant cinema. The electriccinema.co.uk, I think it is. But they've got double beds on the front row in there, double red velvet beds that you can lie on. I mean, if you have a tendency to fall asleep watching a movie, don't do that.
And the Odeon have got a good selection of cinemas, and around the country, it's not just London-centric. They've got cinemas all around the country that are called Lux.
Yes.
And where you've got like mega recliner chairs, food delivered to your table.
Great, yeah.
I mean, it is, again, it's quite spendy, but if you're doing a birthday party or a treat for someone, it's really fun. It's a fun way to absorb a movie.
And it's a film that warrants, I think, quite an intimate experience.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm quickly going to talk about an exhibition that I went to see that was recommended by my mum, Gabby. And I'm someone who has an enormous desire to be more cultural and learn more about art and go to art exhibitions. But it's quite a quagmire, I think, out there trying to decipher what there are a lot of exhibitions that go on, and I never really know how to find them. And I do feel like exhibitions are the type of thing that are brilliant if they're personally recommended by somebody. You know, when somebody goes, oh my god, you've got to go and see this, I feel like this is what this podcast needs to deliver. We should just, all culture is great, you know, because I think it's difficult to know what to go and see. Anyway, my mum, Gabby, recommended that I take Tilly to go and see an exhibition because Tilly's doing photography A-level. And she's really passionate about it. And she said, why don't you go and see this exhibition by this French photographer called JR? And it's on at the Saatchi Gallery in London, Chelsea.
In Chelsea.
Yeah, it was in St. John's Road. Wood. But it's, do you remember where the Duke's Barracks were at the beginning of the King's Road?
I do.
So it's in London. It's in a very, very nice building. I've been to quite a few exhibitions there. Always a lovely space to see something in. And JR is the name of a French artist, but he was an immigrant, or his family were immigrants. He came to France. He had quite a tough upbringing. He ended up being a graffiti artist. And then one day found a camera on the metro and took it and started kind of photographing and documenting his friends and graffiti. Very earthy, very street photography, but an absolutely brilliant sort of snapshot of a time, kind of late 90s, early 2000s. And his photography, you just watch it in this exhibition as you go round, develop and become more and more complex. Then he changes from doing his graffiti into photography, but uses his photography to, he basically fly, what's it called, fly posting?
Oh, yes.
You know when
yes.
when you actually yeah. put wallpaper?
Yeah.
But he wallpapers his photography onto, so it's like an installation onto something.
There was one. Some stairs that I saw.
There were, yes. Yeah. So there were some stairs going up. So on the vertical sort of part of the step, he would put the little bit of paper so that when you were looking at the steps going up, you could see the picture.
Wow.
And then it kind of decayed. But there was another amazing one where there was a train track and the train carriages had eyes on, and underneath on the piece of land below the train track was a face.
Yeah.
So the eyes would fit different faces.
Oh, wow.
As the train went through. It was really, really trippy. But everything is meant to get you thinking about why you are. So for me, the most impactful piece of art that he did, the camera that he found on the metro was there. Mm. Which is kind of nice to see.
So the camera.
Like, oh my gosh, there's.
Did you take a picture of the camera?
I think I probably did.
I'd quite like to see it.
So I will.
I've got obsession with cameras.
I've got some pictures to load up onto the Instagrams. So that'll be on our Instagram page. But he did a really interesting one at the Mexican border where he lay out a table and he made a lunch on both sides, and he did an aerial photograph of Mexicans and Americans eating the same food and a lunch together. And then he'd done a photograph of a child, and the child was kind of pasted onto a rock and overlooking, as if to say, I wonder what a child would make of this wall and this barrier of these two.
Okay.
And you know, it's the other thing I love about art is it's subjective. So lots of people will love something that I hate or hate something I love.
And that's fine,
and
isn't it?
And you can, it's like music. Mm. You can read things into something. You can imagine what he might be thinking. He does these other crazy collages of thousands of people, but they're in waves of action. So there'll be lots of people on their phones and then lots of people looking scared and then lots of people. It's a feast for your eyes. And you know, it's a couple of hours to walk round. It's really interesting. It's at the Saatchi Gallery. There's lots of tickets available, lots of space available. But again, if you're going to come down to London and you want to see anything, I've actually yet to see something that I didn't think was brilliant at the Saatchi Gallery. So you'd be safe seeing anything there. But it is a lovely space.
And remind me again of what's he called? JR.
He's called JR, basically.
Just JR?
Yes, because he was a bit like Banksy. He wanted to not be known. Yeah. By his name. I think his name is on Wikipedia somewhere because he's now gone a bit more mainstream. But
have you ever met Banksy?
I don't. No, I've got no idea. I don't want to meet Banksy.
No, no, I just...
It's because for me, the whole thing is... I mean, I may have... Are you Banksy? You know, like I may have met Banksy.
I think if I was Banksy, I would say, no, I'm not Banksy.
Does that mean you are?
You can ask me.
Are you Banksy?
No, I'm not Banksy. I'm not Jesus either.
No, I knew that.
But if I was,
naughty.
I'd have to say no, I wasn't, you know. that sounds great. We should try and go and see more stuff. Now
I'd like to.
I guess now
I would like
life
to.
Is starting again, you know, as in the kids are going back to school and all the rest of it. We'll maybe try and make a bit of time to go and see some stuff. I know it's good to take the kids as well, but I'd definitely love to immerse myself. It's interesting because you said, oh, it's difficult to know what to go and see. So you have to go and see lots, basically, don't you? And then you know what you want to go and see and what you don't want to go and see.
And also,
you have to
I think if you go to lots,
go and see it.
Then you can recommend things to other people. I sort of sit around waiting for other people to recommend. The other person who recommends things to me, who I think is brilliant, is Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah goes to a lot of theatre, a lot of art. She's very cultured. So I just sort of wait for her to... But I maybe
she's our making the call.
She is. She is.
Yeah. Okay, just to finish off then, I Lulu McGuinness messaged me this week and said, oh my God, have you seen there's a Bob Ross documentary on Netflix?
Oh.
Just as we were starting to watch it.
Yeah.
So we've started to watch the Bob Ross documentary. I mean, for those of you that listened to this podcast for a long time, you'll know that Bob Ross really came into life for us during the beginning of lockdown because we got
He saw you through.
I loved
you
Bob
and your
Ross,
boys.
And I learned to paint so well. I learned to paint a landscape really well just through watching episodes of Bob Ross. So that's been great. He's a kind of really interesting character. So I was very fascinated to see this documentary. That it's a Netflix original documentary. So if you've got Netflix, you've got available to it. If you're interested in Bob Ross and you like the program and all the rest of it, it's worth a watch. I haven't finished watching it yet. What's interesting about it is it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere, the documentary.
It's no, like, I mean, I think basically we're going to find out that he got ripped off.
Yes, and he
didn't, that's where it's going.
You get the feeling he didn't seem to mind. He just liked painting. But
he was just
kids,
a really nice guy, and but his family's been hard done by, and they have absolutely nothing left of him.
It looks like that, doesn't it? So don't expect like a rip-roaring, exciting, adrenaline-fueled documentary, but it feels like watching an episode of Bob Ross. It's very gentle.
He's so lovely. It meanders along.
Yeah, you get the feeling he's a really lovely guy. He's probably like every other human on the planet. He's slightly complicated as well. But I'm really, really enjoying that. So thank you, Lulu, for sending that over. And thanks to Bob Ross for existing. Let's do some shout-outs.
Yes.
I mean, we've had hundreds over the summer season, so obviously we can't shout them all out, but we do want to say a big thank you to everybody and anybody who's sent us messages. It's been difficult to read them all, but let me start first of all with Kirsten Denny, long-serving wife is her is her name, and the strapline is "Last night a DJ saved my life." She said, "Hi you two, glad you're coming back. Missed you. Anyways, I want to recommend a film on Apple TV called Coda." Now, a few people have recommended this before, and CODA stands for Child of Deaf Adults. And it's a story about...
I've heard a lot of recommendations about that.
You might have read one out of this before. It's about a hearing girl in a deaf family who can sing, which is quite interesting because I don't suppose anyone hear her sing.
Right.
The young actress has a beautiful voice. Anyway, it's a brilliant story, great acting. Her parents are the stars of the film, and I watched it with my 14-year-old daughter and 18-year-old stepson. Both enjoyed and squirmed at the sex talk bits. Nothing serious.
It's a film, not a series.
It says that it's a film on Apple TV. Yeah.
So, by the way, if you can hear a lot of noise in the background, it's teenagers.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry.
I really think you and yours would like this, Kirsten.
Okay.
Thanks very much indeed
Thank
for that,
you.
Kirsten. Very, very good.
I want to know how the DJ saved her life.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
I wonder if her husband's a DJ.
We've got an old school messenger. Is that a messenger? Messenger.
I don't know what you're...
Heidi Plum. She messages a lot,
yeah.
Right?
A regular.
Yeah, a regular. The White Lotus, she's recommended. You remember my dad recommended this the other day?
Yes.
This comedy thing he thought was fantastic.
Yes.
Says, "Hello, D&M. I know you're on a break, not Rachel and Ross style. Ha, ha, ha." Very funny there. Well done. "New TV recommendation for you, The White Lotus, HBO. So it's probably on Now TV, I would have thought, and probably Amazon Prime. 7.7 on IMDb. One to watch together, I think. It's pretty viewing, and the music is fab. An easy summer watch. We miss you, but we're catching up on series 1 and 2. Take care and enjoy." So that's The White Lotus.
Okay.
I'm very White keen Lotus. To watch that. Yeah.
Okay.
So thanks for that, Heidi. Jen Bush, 82. So Jennifer Bush, 82. She says, "Just found this podcast," meaning our podcast.
Oh, great.
Yeah. "Listen to 2 episodes so far. You will now be the reason I'm broke. I'm going to buy tube mascara tomorrow." It's amazing this, because tube mascara was episode 1.
Yeah, and is still one of the greatest discoveries I have ever made, ever.
Yeah, and lots of people still message us and say, "Oh my God, tube and mascara, so great. Thanks very much. Agree with everything said about The Irishman." Good, yeah, I'm trying to remember that. "But have remembered memories about visiting Camelot." That was the theme park that I bought.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, just started watching Flowers as well. Thank you so much.
Wow.
So that's great. And the other thing to mention, Jennifer, is we did a load of Instagram live podcasts last summer. So if you go back through our Instagram feed,
there's extras.
There's probably like 15 episodes, 45-minute episodes of us on Instagram. So fill your boots through there. But thanks for joining the gang. Jennifer.
Yeah.
And then Fran from Wales.
I get really excited when people say they listen to our podcast.
Well, I like the fact that they're listening to a lot of it retrospectively, like they're going back to, because this is nearly 2 years old now, yeah. This podcast.
Yeah.
And they're listening to stuff we talked about back then. I find that quite fascinating.
Yeah.
Like an old time machine.
And do we stand by our recommendations? That's what I love.
Yeah.
We do. I think we do.
So, yeah.
We loved everything.
I mean, I like going back through Entail and just having a look at the things we've talked about.
Do you know one of my things that I really just loved was the teas made?
Yes, the swan teas made. Yeah. And Xylus stuff.
Oh,
the Xylus stuff was great.
Xylus stuff's amazing.
Yeah.
It's still amazing. I use that chopper like every day.
Fran says, two crackers on Netflix, the Parisian Agency, right? So not the agency.
Oh,
the Parisian Agency.
Not Call My Agent.
Call My
Agent,
yeah, not that. That's what I thought it was originally. The Parisian Agency, a dreamy real estate family selling beautiful homes in Paris. This sounds great, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. English subtitles, not needed for you, Davina. Makes me feel like I'm on holiday with all the beautiful people, amazing scenery and muted Parisian colour palette.
Is it true life? Is it like
I think it sounds like a...
Whatever, Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It's a family, a real estate family selling homes in Paris.
Yeah, great.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
I mean, some of the homes in Paris as well are like crazy.
Oh, I bet. We should watch an episode of that.
Yeah.
We love interiors.
I want to take you to Paris.
Yeah, please do. Take me to Paris.
All of you.
Yeah, great. Take all of me. Not just my arms and legs. Take the torso as well.
I want offspring as well.
Yeah, great. Consider it done. Second recommendation is a motel makeover. I've always liked the idea of motels. Motels look really cool.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Where do motels look cool?
In movies.
No, they don't. They look like the place where everybody takes a lot of drugs, sells their body. Oh, he's nodding.
Yeah. That sounds great. I don't know. I think stylistically, there's something very cool about the way they look.
I tell you what it is. They're brown.
Yeah.
You love this 70s thing.
Yeah, I do. The colours are divine. Two friends who buy a rundown motel in a Canadian lakeside resort and spruce it up to a gorgeous place to
hang out. I'd love to see that. What's it called?
Great.
What's it called?
It's called Motel Makeover.
Motel Makeover.
It says both escapism, both cheerful, both beautifully lit, both wonderful series. I hope you get the chance to watch and enjoy it. I've just read that. Can you tell I'm itching to go abroad?
Yes. We are.
We're
too.
All, Fran. So thanks very much for those messages. Have you got any to read out?
No.
Okay.
Because I think, like, you've done it all.
We've done it. Okay, great. Keep the messages coming. We have got so many things to tell you about that we've discovered over the summer. But we're going to watch season 2 of Ted Lasso tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Me too.
I mean, just one or two episodes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm so excited about being able to get a message on Cameo for Chester for his birthday.
From an Arsenal player or something?
No, from the lady that's in Ted Lasso.
Can we not get Ted Lasso to do it? I don't think
Jason's on it.
The next time we go to a fancy dress party, I'm going as Ted Lasso. Should I have done that? You go as the boss lady.
Yes, the boss lady.
Got a real stern,
authoritative
presence.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, it is you.
Have
a lovely weekend. This
is
Friday, yeah. So have a lovely weekend, everybody.
Friday and Sunday.
What song's that?
You know Cousin Skeet?
No.
We've recommended that.
Have we?
It's on Instagram. Oh, my God.
If there's a Days of the Week song, it's got
to
be Craig
Listen
Gaven.
To me. Oh, I'm going to just recommend one more thing.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's a family. They are really, really funny. They're called The Family. The Famil, FamilEigh. So their surname must be Lee. So that's Family. And then a kiss at the end. They've got 185,000 followers. Their dad makes me absolutely howl. Please, like, follow them.
How many followers have they got?
They've got 185,000 followers.
They are thoroughly entertaining.
They are very entertaining. He's hilarious. They're on TikTok, but the dad is just... I love him. He's the kind of guy you want to be friends with at a party.
My only real problem with it is he wears flip-flops a lot. You know, it's very difficult for me to get
past
that.
He does. He wears flip-flops and he wears shorts and he's got a little, like...
Go on.
Dad bod. And
he is not going to be happy about that.
No, but I love him.
Well, he will be happy about that.
I really love him.
Yeah, good.
Like, he's the man. He's the best thing on it.
Steady.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Have a lovely weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. We will start populating our Instagram as well and get back out there. It's nice to speak to you all.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.